everyone, and welcome to another UHB Library podcast. I'm your host, Jenny, and I'm joined today by our returning guest host, Beth and Gareth. So hello, everyone. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
I think I've said this before, but there's no strangers to this, so you know the drill with the podcast. So what we're going to be discussing today is our fiction and wellbeing collection. So our very first episode was about the wellbeing zone, actually, when it first opened. And I do believe I promised in that we would do more reviews of the books and DVDs in that collection. So I'm working on that promise today. So we thought it'd be good to update you on what has been added since then as well, and review some of our favourite titles. Plus, we're going to give you the details of our winter competition. This year, more than ever, with the pandemic, it's more important than ever to make time for yourself and look after your mental health. And we're hoping that a good book can help you relax and escape the stresses of life, even if it's only for a little bit. But I'm going to start, first of all, by passing to Gareth, who's our resources expert at QE, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what has changed in the collection and what he's added to the collection in the last year. So over to you, Gareth.
Okay, so you might already know about our wellbeing collection and our wellbeing book. So that's a collection that's for you. It's for our library users to read. It's good for your mental health. It's good for relaxation. You might find something in our fiction collection that, you know, maybe takes away the stresses of the day that you can enjoy reading. At the moment, we're working on a little expansion to our wellbeing collection, which is some staff network recommendations. So in our trust, so in University Hospitals Birmingham, we have 8 staff networks, and I'm not going to quiz you on this later, but we've got 8 staff networks, and these are what we have. We have the BAME network, the carers network, the disability and long-term conditions network, LGBT network, mental health network, neurodiversity network, women's network, and young people network. So can you remember all of that?
I think so.
So what the idea is, we want to get some books for our wellbeing collection that reflects the diversity in our staff networks. So we've approached all of the networks via their newsletter and also directly to get members of all these networks to suggest books for us that can go into our wellbeing collections. And I'm starting to get a little feed of requests coming in, and I'm putting those to our supplier, and we're able to get some of them in. And what we need is more suggestions and more purchase requests for our collection to come in. So what we'd like you to do is to make some purchase suggestions to go into our wellbeing collection that reflect our staff networks. So if you want to make a suggestion, please email the library directly, qelibrary@uhb.nhs.uk, and that'll get forwarded to me and I can have a look. Or you can also log into your base library account and place a purchase suggestion through the tab under your account in there. Once we get this collection up and running, we look forward to doing lots of promotion. We're going to put the books out to make members of the networks aware of them. We'll have a nice display in the library, and we want everyone to come in and borrow them. And again, it's part of our staff wellbeing, and hopefully something that people can find beneficial.
Yeah, that's fantastic work on that, Gareth. And it's definitely good to promote all the different groups that we got and get appropriate books and that in them for people. So that's fantastic work, and the other sites are going to be working on it as well, aren't they? I think Good Hope, Sun Hill, getting books in for their collections.
That's true.
Well.
Yeah. What I'm doing is I'm managing a list of all the requests that we get in, and then I'm sharing that with my colleagues on our other sites in the trust, and they're going to be buying similar collections as well. It might be we end up buying different collections for each site, just so we're not duplicating too much, because that means as a trust we get a much bigger, more varied collection. So it's all available on the base library catalogue, so you can always have a look on there and see if there's anything that interests you.
Fantastic. And I'm now going to pass to Beth, who's going to tell us about our winter competition.
Hello. Yeah, so this December we've got yet another competition. We love a competition, and it's going to be basically based around our fiction and wellbeing collection. And what we're asking you to do is write us a nice review of one of our books from our collection. So we're asking for a star rating out of 5, the review itself, and would you recommend this book and who you'd recommend it to. I'm asking you to send those to your home library, and it's a lovely excuse for you to have a break and read some of our nice books.
Lovely, yeah, and so get some recommendations out there, won't it? Encouraging others to pick up a good book.
That's it. And you can be in with a chance as well, if you enter this, of winning, as it's a competition, you can win one of our goodie bags as well. So that's up for grabs, and you have until the 11th to submit your review. So even if all over the Christmas period you can read it, read a book and let us know. And I would say there's no limit to how many you can submit as well. If you've read a few, if you've read one in the past, please do send us a review.
Yeah, because we'll be, is it selecting a winner at random? So
it's gonna be a prize draw, so you have a good chance of winning with that one.
So we thought, as I mentioned at the start, just to lead on from that, so we thought it might be good to do a few reviews. So if you're a bit stuck for choice, because we do have quite a big wellbeing fiction collection now, as I sort of said, it's developed over the last year. We thought we'd do just a couple of reviews. So we're going to do a little review each. So I'll start. I'm going to do just a short review of a book called The Beach Wedding by Dorothy Coomson, which is one of our quick read collections. These are kind of, as they say, they are quick reads. So there's books of just under 100 pages, which I say, particularly if you haven't got a lot of time, is probably ideal. Or, you know, you could just read it in one sitting, like I pretty much did. I've read quite a few of these in the past, and they are just sort of nice little stories from quite well-known authors. But I would definitely recommend this one. I suppose looking at the cover, you'd think it might be a bit of a stereotypical romance. But it's got a lot of unexpected twists, I will say. I'm trying not to give too much away of the story. The basic premise is probably unsurprisingly set at a beach wedding. And it kind of goes a bit backwards and forwards in time. Because the present day is based off a girl called Nina and her wedding, but the main story is actually about her mother and what happened at her wedding, her beach wedding, just over 20 years ago. As I say, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of twists. I was definitely not expecting it with this book. I was reading it on the bus and was trying not to gasp as I was reading it.
That sounds good, especially for a quick read as well.
I was like, wait, that's happened? What's going on? but yeah, definitely recommend that. I'd say it's, if you're into romance, it's probably going to be more your thing, but it's not a very typical, it's not got that like cliche or maybe the expected ending that you would think. So yeah, so I definitely with all the twists that's in it, wasn't a stereotypical romance book. So I definitely recommend that. And I'd say particularly if you haven't got a lot of time, something like this. The quick reads have got a mixture of genres, got romance, got crime, thrillers. So if you're into those and just don't have much time, I definitely recommend a quick read. I think this one was about 97 pages, and they're all kind of about similar length to that. And I've passed to Beth. Do you want to go next?
Yeah, can do. So this is a book. My one is The Seven Deaths of Evan and Hardcastle by Stuart Turton. And I believe this is available to borrow from Solihull Library if you're interested in reading it as well. Now, this is one I've started to read, but I have not finished yet, and I have no idea where it's going to go, because, again, it's got lots of twists and turns, and it is a murder mystery.
Ooh.
So every night, Evelyn gets murdered, and every day it goes back in time, and the day replays itself. So it's a very different murder mystery. It's the detective goes into a body of a different guest every day and experiences the day a bit differently, and it's very, very good so far. I have no idea. A lot of
that does sound interesting. I might have to read that as well.
I have no idea where this book's going to go, if they're going to find out who the murderer is or what's going to happen. It starts very mysteriously as well. So I'd definitely recommend this one if you like a murder mystery. I think we all like a murder mystery.
I was going to say, crime tends to be quite a popular, I think, everywhere, doesn't it? Like, generally in past experience of working in public libraries, crime was definitely
so far no idea. I couldn't call it, don't know what's going on, don't know who the murderer is. It's kind of a Cluedo sort of setting, and they set at a party in this grand manor house and got all these different strange characters. We don't know who the murderer is, and there's lots of things about things that have happened in the past. They're about people who've died, and it's on the anniversary of a death, this party, and it's a decent sized book, and I think there's going to be lots in there. So I'd recommend, that's a good, I say, you've got to the 11th of January if you want to pick this one up and have a read of it as well.
Oh, fantastic. And Gareth, what are you reading at the moment?
Oh, well, my selection is from our Wellbeing collection. It was actually, we've just had it resuggested for QE via the Mental Health and Wellbeing Network. So we already had copies of this already at Good Hope and Solihull. I've just bought us a copy for QE. It's the Mindfulness Guide for the Frazzled by Ruby Wax. So I did read this a couple of years ago, but I've been having another flick through it because we've had the nice new copy come in. It's not your typical mindfulness book. So I don't know if you've ever looked at any of the mindfulness stuff before. I don't want to knock it because it's very good, but it can sometimes be a bit dry. But Ruby Wax, she takes a completely irreverent turn with it because she's a comedian, she's a writer, she's actress, you know, she's covers all bases. But she covers mindfulness, appealing, digestible, irreverent, sort of funny way that it really appeals to me. It's not dry at all. It's really interesting. She fills the book with lots of anecdotes and how she approached mindfulness initially, you know, thinking, well, that seems a bit stupid. But actually, the more that I go into this, I actually find that there's a lot that can help me and it might help other people. I didn't realise she had a little sabbatical from an entertainment career for a while, and she went and studied mindfulness and did a master's at Oxford, which I didn't realise that was something you could do, like a mindfulness in master, master's in mindfulness. So she's like total expert on mindfulness, and this book, it goes chapter to chapter. You've got anecdotes, you've got little techniques you can use to help you focus more day to day, even just focusing on little things. So if you've got stuff that's bothering you, upsetting you, you can maybe look at a way to creep mindfulness into your day to try and make you calm down, make you feel a bit better. One chapter is just a complete 6-week course. So you can just read that chapter and it gives you some little objectives to complete over a few weeks. So even when you finish the book, you can go back and you can do this course over and over. I think it's a really, really good book. I didn't realise what a good author she is in this field and how many other books she's written on mental health and mindfulness. So the person that requested it from the Mental Health Network, she also submitted some other requests for Ruby Wax books. So we're looking at seeing if we can get hold of those as well. So I'm looking forward to reading some more by Ruby Wax. Yeah, that's what I've been reading.
Well, I think we've got three quite good reads going on there. And a bit of a mixture. I thought we haven't all gone for the same kind of thing, which is nice. We're giving a bit of romance, crime, Ruby Wax. We got it all.
Everything.
Oh, fantastic. So hopefully we've given you a bit of inspiration for stories, but obviously we have, as I say, we have quite a big fiction collection. So do please get your reviews in. They don't have to be too long, do they? We're just looking for a rating and then a short review, and we'll sort of, if you're happy with that, we'll sort of use that as promotion as well, so we'll sort of let people know what you thought about the book. It'll be anonymous, but it's sort of nice if we can give a user feedback to other people. So fantastic. So thank you very much for joining me, Beth and Gareth, for that, and giving me your reviews and your updates on the collection as well. As we mentioned, if you do have any purchase requests for the Wellbeing Fiction Collection or just any of our books in general, we're always happy to hear. So do please pass those on to us. As Gareth mentioned, it's through your base library account. If you don't yet have a base library card, that's what you need to borrow our books. So if you visit the base library website, it's completely free and you'll have access to the books at your site library at UHB, and you can also reserve books from other base libraries. So it's win-win with your library card. But thank you both for joining me, and everyone who's listening, good luck if you're going into the competition, or if not, hopefully you'll just enjoy a book from our collection. So see you soon. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.